Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Hi there, Laura here, reporting for Vectis Radio from Isle of Wight Pride, which is UK Pride 2018. I'm down in Ryde and all the shops are bedecked with everything with a rainbow theme. The town is getting busier and busier and everyone's really embraced the spirit. There are people with tropical leis around their neck. I've seen some unicorns. There's some inflatable fairy wings. It's a sight to behold. So we're on the Esplanade and the Navy have just let 5 parachutists out of a plane and they are parachuting into the main arena. I'm with Emily, who is flying the LGBTQA++ flag. Woo! And Emily, how do you feel? What can you see?
Oh my God, it's amazing. There's these guys, they're parachuting and they've got all these flags. I think I definitely see a rainbow flag. I might see a trans flag possibly there as well. There's blue smoke. Oh my God, it looks incredible. What a wonderful way to start Isle of Wight Pride today. That's just so lovely.
I'm here live on Ryde Beach and it is a beautiful day. It rained last night, so it's a bit fresher. I'm standing here in the main area and it's an absolute hub and hive of activity. In the distance I can see the main stage, just the finishing touches being put to that. I can see the pride tents everywhere, hovercraft kind of roaring majestically away from us, and it's absolutely splendid. It's an absolute plethora of colours. There's so many people working around here, and from the looks of it so far, it's going to be an absolutely amazing day.
I'm at Isle of Wight Pride 2018 and I've got the chance to actually interview Dolly Parton. Good afternoon.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. That was a great set.
Oh, I don't need to fix my face, do I? Because I'm on radio.
You do, you could look what you like on radio.
Oh, I thought I was all sweaty, but yeah, I'm having a great time. I was just on stage, that's right.
And is this your first time on the Isle of Wight?
It is, I love it. It's beautiful. I haven't got to see much of the island yet, but I'm definitely going to do that tomorrow.
Oh, you're staying overnight then?
I am, I'm staying two nights.
Oh wow, so you've got a good chance to have a look around and we've got some lovely weather for you too.
I know, I can't wait. You got real sand here too.
Oh yes, lots of it.
Lovely.
And what did you think of the crowd this afternoon at Pride?
They're lovely. It's, you know, and it's hot out there. They're doing so well, aren't they?
They are doing very well indeed. It's brilliant sunshine, but very hot.
It's very hot, I know. I'm wearing 2 wigs.
Yes, I can see. You are looking quite warm.
Thank you.
But looking glorious nevertheless.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you said the second part.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you come to the island again sometime.
I will, definitely.
And you are available for bookings should we need you some point in the future.
That's right. I'm at the Dolly Show. My name's, thedollyshow.com. Whenever you want to call me, I'll pick up the phone.
Excellent. Thedollyshow.com.
That's it, darling.
Thank you very much. This is Kelvin from Vectis Radio handing you back to the studio.
Thanks, Kelvin.
Thanks very much.
Okay, this is Si again, and I'm joined by the delightfully named Ollie and Holly. Which is always good, so I always want my guests to rhyme. So, Ollie, we'll start with you. So what's your role in Pride today?
I'm a volunteer, and I'm walking as part of Bi of Wight with the UK Bi Pride team who are coming to join us, which is really, really cool.
Oh, fantastic. Lots of bi visibility today then. Okay, so what does Pride mean to you then?
It means seeing your colours high on the flagpole for once. It means togetherness and unity. It means saying I am here and I'm represented. And it's just a really positive day for everyone to get together.
Oh, fantastic. Holly, what's your job today?
I am a volunteer and I'm doing VIP accreditation and a toilet check.
Always the glamorous jobs, absolutely. What are you looking forward to the most from Pride today?
The parade will be amazing, but sadly I'll be on duty so I won't see that. But I love the fun atmosphere here. It is about acceptance and it is about respect, but I love that it's also a lot about having fun and everyone coming together.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a really good day.
So I'm here at Pride with Chesney, and he is playing the part of Felicia in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So how has it been so far?
It has been absolutely wonderful. Yeah, really good. Just the cast, the ensemble, it's just been a blast. It's such a party. You go on stage and you just feel the energy of the audience, and it's just incredible. Really is.
And how was it up there on stage today?
Oh, wow. hot. The audience were loving it. They were loud. We just got to have another party, as we always do. And it was brilliant, yeah.
Absolutely. I actually came to see you at the Medina Theatre when you were performing there. I thought you were absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you think so.
Yeah. No, I thought it was absolutely amazing, the whole thing, the whole production, and you particularly.
Well, thank you very much. That's awfully kind of you. That means a lot. Thank you.
And what are you going to be doing next? Do you know?
Well, I don't know as of yet, but I audition for shows around. I'm going to try my luck in Portsmouth at King's Theatre and just try my luck, see how it goes. But yeah, as of now, nothing yet. I'm just going to rest a little bit because it was... I know, young man saying rest, what am I like? But it was, yeah, it was a nice show. Tiring though, still a bit knackered from it.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Hello and good morning. I'm here with Jack. And where are we, Jack?
Oh, we are on Union Street, just waiting for the Pride Parade to come down.
Are you excited?
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to it for months.
Have you? You're looking very glamorous there in your rainbows. And I see you've got glitter there.
I have indeed, yes.
Where did you get that done?
Oh, this is just here at Essence. I'm standing outside it now. We're at 6 Union Street and we have face glitters, face... No, that's not right. Hair chalks, the hair, face glitters, and she's also doing glitter parties.
And I see you've got rainbow roots.
Yes, that's right. It's all going down the centre of the hair.
And hair dazzles as well.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, all sorts of things
that's
going
excellent.
On here today.
So we've got a glorious day, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people, aren't there?
It's wonderful, the turnout. It really is. And it's going, I don't know if you know, but it's going all the way along past the canoe lake. So there'll
yes.
be people all the way through.
I've walked all the way from Puckpool this morning.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah.
That's why I left my car. So, yeah, we better go now because... the procession is here.
That's it. Super.
I'll take a little thing of the noise, and then thank you so much, Jack.
That's all right. Lovely to
and
talk
this is
to you.
Kitty back to the studio.
This is Sian. I'm stood right by the Ride Castle, and you can probably hear the noise in the background. That is the parade as they're coming. It's led by some of the trustees. I can see Matt and his partner Joe there, and Eve as well, and Peter Tatchell, who's carrying a sign supporting LGBTQ+ in Chechnya and Russia. It's full of colour and life, and it's absolutely amazing to see. Hi, guys. Was the trans community going past displaying a sign saying the L with the T. They're making reference to the Pride in London event that happened recently. There's a sign from Doncaster, a bit of Yorkshire Pride here as well, and also Hampshire Pride as well marching. Absolutely fantastic to see so many people around the country coming to support us on our little island. This is Cy Lynch for Vectis Radio. Again, just waiting now for the arrival of some representatives from Euro Pride Vienna, which is absolutely fantastic. But the real exciting thing is behind this, we have a hovercraft float, which is manned by lots of interesting characters. But there's one particularly very interesting character on there. This is the hovercraft that is transporting Conchita to site. So she's up there waving, and the crowd seem to really love her. Lots of fantastic support, and we're joined by some royalty as well. We seem to have Queen Victoria marching and Queen Alexandra marching as well, with some lovely attendees there. And behind them we can see the Moonshine Border Group. They're marching all dressed in black, lovely purples in there as well. And behind that some more Morris dancers, which is absolutely fantastic to see. All walks of life and cultures represented in Isle of Wight Pride this year, which is what it's all about, really. Diversity, inclusivity, everyone being excellent. And it's so nice to see everyone giving so much lovely support. Okay, this is Simon, as you, I hope you're able to hear me, but now this is when the parade gets a bit more noisy. Here's some fabulous samba bands coming our way. Behind the samba band, we can see the Scouts coming along. So there's Scout Pride there. Really nice to see so many youth groups and organisations supporting it. A lovely banner saying equality and exclusivity for all. And the flags from the Scouts there. Pride certainly is an event for everybody, and I can see that the streets are absolutely full of people. There's all members of the different communities, there's rainbow flags, there's people waving, shouting, cheering, lending their support. Absolutely fantastic to see. And such a lovely, lovely warm sunny day.
Hi there.
Hello.
And what's your name?
My name's Rob.
My name is Sam.
I'm Heather.
Hello. You look very beautiful, all of you.
Thanks very much.
We're
trying our best. This is how we.
So, what are you doing today here at Isle of Wight Pride?
We're with a fairly comprehensive group of friends. We've dressed up as flamingos, and we're just trying to, I don't know, really have a good time and have a good excuse to put plenty of glitter on ourselves.
Yeah,
drink beer.
And drink beer.
Yeah. Having a good time.
So why flamingos?
Why not flamingos? I say why flamingos because our friend Adam, he's not here right now, but I'll talk for him.
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith of One Wessel Road. He dictates what we have to wear. Last year it was mermaids. This year it's flamingos. Next year, who knows? The man is in charge. He is our demigod.
I'm from Brighton. I live with Adam.
So you're from Brighton?
Yeah.
And Adam's
dictator is... My name is Youssef.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I actually joined this group of people because he dictates the team for next year. But having said that, can I say this? I'm originally from Turkey, and I'm so glad to have met fathers like them or like parents like them who teach their children how to be different. Or different is beautiful. Look at them, how they're dressed. And like,
high five, yes, sir.
Yeah, high five.
Cool.
Actually, I'm in love with the island because of these locals.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I like to come back because of these locals, including Adam. Like, Adam is not here. But still.
So what did you think?
Have you met anyone in this island who's got children and who's like dressed like this?
Hello. Gosh, so it's truly different. Yes, absolutely.
It's diversity on the island, and these guys are driving it, and kudos to them.
Well, I think you all look absolutely beautiful, all of you.
Thank you very much.
And if people wanted to find out more about you, do you have your own Facebook page?
Yeah, it's flamingos@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
What a great one. I love mine. It's amazing for this.
Thank you.
I'm sat here with Matt, who is trustee for Isle of Wight Pride. Matt, how's it gone so far?
It's been amazing. I mean, right from the very start of the day when we were setting up, everyone was pulling together, all the volunteers are doing amazing jobs, acts were turning up, the whole site crew were doing an amazing job. And then carrying on the whole parade through rides and down Union Street was just such a fantastic sight. We had our 150 metre rainbow pride flag, which just was just such a sight to see. And now it's all kicking off in here. The music's going, people are dancing, there's like rainbow flags galore, lots of glitter and lots of very happy people.
It feels a bit like Ibiza, doesn't it, at the minute?
At the moment, because there's outdoor bars and there's like restaurants and people are just in the restaurants dancing. It's just got such a Mediterranean feel to it. Obviously the sun's shining as well, so we couldn't ask for better, really.
Definitely. And how long have you been trustee for then? Were you trustee for the last one as well?
Yeah, so I was one of the original people that sat down and had the first meeting to discuss Pride and see if Pride would be possible on the island after the vigil for Orlando. So I've been involved right from the very start, and each year, this year's growing bigger because of UK Pride, and we're really proud of the achievement.
And how do you feel being trustee of such an awesome event, times two, this year and last year?
It's a lot of hard work, but it's so worth it on the day. It's worth it to see the LGBTQ plus community be embraced and show, and you know, out there being themselves and feeling as though they can just express themselves in the way they are. But also the way that the community, island community, has embraced this and are out to show their support in big rainbow waves.
And you were at the front of the parade with the trustees. Now, what was that like marching? You know, Pride started as a parade, and this is a celebration of inclusion. But it's also a peaceful protest, if you think about it, isn't it? You know, no prejudice, no hatred.
It was really nice because last year I didn't get a chance to see the parade or march in it. So it was one thing the trustee said is that we really wanted to be in the parade and possibly lead it, which we did. But then the second thing we also wanted to do as a response to what happened in London with the TERFs and the anti-trans message is made sure that we had a pro-trans message at the front of our parade as well. So that's why we had a group or selection from the LGBT community all standing together with an L with the T banner just to show our support to our lovely trans community.
Your L with the T banner was a really strong message, which I think has gone down so positively. And what do you hope for the rest of Pride? We've got another couple of hours.
I hope everyone has a fantastic evening, they party more, they enjoy the day, they make donations and they say a big thank you and give a big hug to a volunteer. But most of all, just enjoy it and please come back and visit the island. If you're not staying for the weekend, come back and visit the island when it's not Pride and make the most of our beautiful, beautiful place where we live.
And finally, I'm sorry, I keep thinking of questions for you. What would you say, what message have you got to all the volunteers out there?
You've been amazing, you've done so much. Look at all the hard work you've put in and look at all of those smiles on those faces. You should be so proud of yourselves. You've done an amazing thing for your community and you are right at the front of it, and we wouldn't be here without our volunteers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.